This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we look back at the week of November 26th through November 30th. My name is Michael Harrison. I am a regular fixture on this program, which goes back more than a couple of decades. But Doug Steffen, its regular host, is climbing the mountains of Peru. And that sounds very exciting, and I can't wait to talk to him about it again. In my stead, filling in for me, as I'm filling in for Doug, is the fabulous Victoria Jones, the executive director of the D.C. Radio Company, a former White House correspondent and an old friend of mine going back also a number of years. Victoria, it's great to be on the radio with you again.
Thank you. This is going to be a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
And you have been on the Countdown Show, so as I used to say on What's My Line, which I guess I'm dating myself, but I do watch it on YouTube a lot, they say, do you know how this game is scored? And I guess you do.
I do.
All right. Well, this has been a heck of a week. Now, that's becoming a cliche, because every week is a heck of a week, but don't you have the feeling that this has been a heck of a heck of a week?
This has been a heck of a heck of a week. Because of the Cohen guilty plea and, of course, the the massive flip and Cohen standing up in court and basically admitting to lying. And you know that he wouldn't have admitted to lying in court and Mueller wouldn't have personally signed off on this plea without corroborating evidence, which we don't know what it is.
And, of course, we don't know what the results of whatever it is will be either. So it does still remain a nail-biting, edge-of-your-seat reality show. The entire world has become a reality show. Well, here are the other issues. Let me go through the top ten in terms of the stories. This is information culled from the research at Talkers Magazine, the place that I hang out as publisher and editor. And this is research based on what's been talked about on talk radio stations, particularly the news talk format, such as the format of the station that people are listening to us right now on. And it's a snapshot of the week's talk activity. We're going to do the stories list, and then I'm going to tell you the people that are dominating the conversation who's being talked about. At number 10, we have National Football League action, and I'm a big football fan, and perhaps the most exciting thing that happened this past week was that the New Orleans Saints, who have been touted as the hottest team in the National Football League, were beaten this past Thursday night by the Dallas Cowboys, who are trying to regain their glory and seem to be making a major step in that direction. So that's got the entire world abuzz in terms of people who follow football. People who follow science and, astrophysics, number nine is the Mars landing. And you and I over the years have had a number of conversations about space and space exploration, both science and sci-fi. So we're going to talk about that. At number eight, we have more moon vest allegations. That's a Me Too story and a corporate story. Former CEO of CBS Incorporated already lost his big fat gig for allegations of improprieties per Me Too. It's gotten even worse now for him. At number seven, we have the tensions between Russia and Ukraine, along with the Brexit deal and the G20 summit, which began Friday and Saturday and is definitely a major, major focal point of world activity. It doesn't get bigger than that. And Donald Trump, of course, heading there with a heavy head, a cloud over his head. Here he's quite distracted. And one of the issues was that he canceled a private meeting with Putin. At number six, the GM job cuts and Dow and world markets activity. At number five, that climate change report that came out the day after Thanksgiving. At number four, we have the GOP winning the Mississippi Senate race. At number three, Pelosi's nomination for Speaker of the House, as the Democrats have taken control of that branch of the legislative government. At number nine, the migrant, at number two, the migrant caravan and the Mexico border issue. And as you pointed out at the beginning of the conversation, Victoria, at number one, the Trump-Russia investigation tied with the Cohen guilty plea. Top people on our survey, Les Moonves and Bobby Phillips, an actress with whom he has been entangled. At number 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, Al Gore at 8, Cindy Hyde-Smith at 7, 6 is Hillary, 5 is Pelosi, 4, the heavy bunch here, Paul Manafort at 4, Michael Cohen at 3, Robert Mueller coming out from the low profile to the highest of profiles at number 2, and Donald Trump, of course, at number one. Victoria, stand by. We are going to talk about all this and more. I'm Michael Harrison for Doug, Victoria Jones for me, and you're plugged in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you too, thanks to my pillow. All right, sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. My pillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow's made here in America, 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, looking back at the week of November 26th through 30. Information about what's being talked about on News Talk Radio, such as the station you're listening to right now, all across the country, from the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Michael Harrison in the host chair for Doug Steffen, who is in Peru on assignment or some kind of an interesting adventure. And with me is a longtime colleague, the executive director of the D.C. Radio Company, and a former White House correspondent, of many years standing and high repute, Victoria Jones. Before we even get into all of this, as somebody who covered the White House for many years, these have got to have been very interesting months from your perspective and from your experience, Victoria, watching what's been going on at the White House between the Trump administration and the press. Any thoughts?
Oh, it's fascinating because one of the pieces of this is how absolutely crazy it is in the White House when these stories break and how you just don't get to go home. You know, you just don't get to go home. You're constantly phoning your loved ones if you have them saying, honey, I may not be home till 11 tonight. You know, what? Again? Or honey, this is for the sound people and the photographers and the camera people. I may not be home at all because they just have to stay sometimes because they don't know when there's going to be a live shot. Sometimes these people are working 24 hours.
So it's not a glamour job. People would think, wow, White House correspondent, it sounds like it's an elite position. It might be a high job in terms of reputation and respect and importance, but as far as being a reporter goes, it's kind of a grind, huh?
It is a grind. I know of one very senior sound person for one of the networks who ended up getting a remote feeder for his cats that also has a visual on his phone, so he can not only feed them remotely, but he can see when they run up to the feeder to eat and drink, because he certainly at the beginning of the Trump administration, and I think also now, was away for 24, sometimes 48 hours, and he wanted to make sure that the little guys were eating.
So what you're saying is that Washington correspondents and White House reporters are people, too.
They are people, too, and they have pets. And they have lives, and it's tough, and it's very competitive. It's very competitive. It's also exciting, and it's tense.
Don't they also pool resources? I hear the term often used, White House pool. Even though it's competitive, don't sometimes the reporters have to work together and release feeds for all of the colleagues?
Yes, they do, because where the president goes, there is a pool of reporters that travels with him on behalf of all the reporters, basically, in America, in the world. And it's a small pool that goes with him. So there's a pool that went with him to the G20 summit, and they file reports of what he's doing, what he's saying, what he looks like, what everybody does. And they do have to cooperate because, for example, in a photograph, who was with him? Well, you might spot 15 of the people, but you may not spot everybody. So you say to your colleague, was that so-and-so? And they'll say yes. They're not going to say, I'm not going to tell you, because that's not collegial, because they might need you someday. So there's a lot of collegiality, too.
I get the feeling that Trump enjoys the conflict and enjoys the spotlight in terms of the contentiousness in terms of his relationship with the press and in terms of his relationship with world leaders, people from the opposite party, people from his own party. But I get the feeling, as we observe the beginning of this G20 summit, that Trump is off his game, that what's going on with the pending release of the Mueller report and the Cohen guilty plea, that he is distracted and distressed. What are your feelings?
I don't know about stress, but distracted, yes. On Friday, there were some tweets that were definitely defensive and distracted. Also on Thursday, a law firm that did his business for 12 years was raided by the feds, according to reports. He no longer does business with them for the last few months. These are things that have to be distracting to anybody. So, yes, naturally, anybody would be distracted by this, and he is reported by his associates in the White House, people who work closely with him, to be following this very closely to the point of distraction from time to time. And Michael Cohen, who he has dismissed as, you know, somebody who is a liar and a weak person, was his fixer and a very, very close associate for a long time. So, and we do not know what Robert Mueller's people took when they raided Cohen's offices some months ago.
Right. So we really don't know. We really don't know what's going to be credible, what's not going to be credible, and how close to the president himself this is going to come. We're going to talk more about predictions of how this is going to work out and other looks at the top 10 issues of the day. Michael Harrison and Victoria Jones for Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour, looking back at the week of November 26th through the 30th, and the hot topics and the hot people in conversation on News Talk Radio per the research of Talkers Magazine. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair today. Doug is on a mountaintop in Peru, and I'm sure that that's going to be an interesting story we'll all hear about. And with me is Victoria Jones, the executive director of the D.C. Radio Company, and a very, very highly known and respected Washington correspondent. And it's been fun talking to you, Victoria, because you have such a great wealth of experience in dealing at the White House and dealing with the workings of the administration's relationship with the press institutionally, going back a number of presidencies. I had a quick question for you, tapping into your experience. Is, and I don't mean to get political or left versus right or Trump versus the world, but is Washington in general a swamp? Is it as full of cutthroat skullduggery, intrigue, lies, competition, hypocrisy as it seems?
I don't know about lies, but there's definitely skullduggery, and there's definitely intrigue. So, yeah, it's a swamp. I think it's always been a swamp, and it's a swamp now. And it's very swampery, and it's no less swampery now than it was when the president came into power, because the denizens of the swamp, like crocodiles and alligators and other denizens of swamps, are not easily moved. They have large jaws. Ooh. And it's not easy to get them out.
Well, you know what I think? My theory is that when you have an enterprise as big and as complicated as the United States of America, and you have the center of power in a capital or any kind of government, it's impossible to operate the country without there being a swamp, without there being a deep state, without there being a bureaucracy, without there being confusion and overlap and waste and vying for power. I think this is just part of human nature. I think the only answer
to that kind of thing would be a benevolent dictator. And as we all know, there's no such thing as a benevolent dictator. But because the consequence of separation of powers and checks and balances and having a big nation with lots of money and lots of people is lots of politics. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And remember that dictators usually have under them massive bureaucracies that are corrupt as all get out, and where you don't get anything done without literally handing over cash.
Remember the song by The Who, Won't Get Fooled Again, and the great line that comes at the conclusion of that song? Meet the new boss,
same as the old boss.
It's a real insight into human nature, and it's always been my experience. I mean, there are nice bosses, and then there are some that are not nice. Some have more empathy than others, but the bigger the organization, and in this case we're talking about the federal government, but it's in state governments, it's in corporations, it's just human nature. The new boss is usually the same as the old boss. And you know what else I find is that there's no such thing as being an insider outsider. You're an outsider until you're an insider. And once you're an insider, then you're just an insider. So the whole idea of presidents that come in to be the outsider, every time that's ever happened, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I just think it's something in human nature that cannot be denied. Victoria Jones and I are going to be talking a little bit about the Mars landing and the climate change report and some of the other big stories that are on the list this week from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and Victoria Jones for Doug Steffen as we count them down on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on Omaha Steaks. The family gift package is the focus. Usually it's $195, now only $49.99. Order it right now and you get 4 hand-cut aged to tenderness top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 snappy kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers free. That's Omaha Steaks. Enter the code DJV into the search bar, and you get 74% off Omaha Steaks' family gift package. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Human papillomavirus, or HPV, is ubiquitous. Nearly 80 million Americans are infected by this sexually transmitted virus.
Most of the time when you get infected with this virus, there are no symptoms. And most of the time, there are no consequences.
Mayo Clinic oncologist Dr. Gerardo Colonotero says some strains of HPV can cause cancers, including cervical, penile, throat, and anal.
These cancers can be prevented if our kids are vaccinated against this virus.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises all kids who are 11 or 12 years old get 2 doses of the HPV vaccine, at least 6 months apart when they are due for other vaccinations. Dr. Colonotero says the vaccine is most effective when given to young people before they're sexually active. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit Mayo Clinic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
3 leaders, including President Trump, signed the pact that replaces NAFTA.
The signing ceremony for a brand new trade deal, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. So important.
The president signing it at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina, which is just underway.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
The president signing the deal with the Canadian prime minister and the Mexican president. Today marks the end of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season, an active one that had 15 named storms and 8 hurricanes, including hurricanes Michael and Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, looking back at the week of November 26th through the 30th, the top stories and the top people in conversation on news talk radio stations across the country, just like the one you're listening to now, and the research is compiled by Talkers Magazine. I'm Talkers publisher Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug. I usually am with Doug, and today I'm in his chair, and in my chair is Victoria Jones. Victoria Jones is a former White House correspondent, a very well-known broadcaster and journalist from the Washington, D.C. area. She's executive director of the D.C. Radio Company. And Victoria, it is not only a privilege but an honor to be sharing the microphone with you on the program today. I hope you're having a good time. You must love this kind of stuff.
I love this kind of stuff. And that was sort of a gosh introduction. I'm sort of gosh.
Well, it's certainly sincere. The I've enjoyed as part of our friendship, and I'm going to kind of let the listeners in on this. You and I have often had conversations on the phone about
our mutual area of interest, and that's science and astronomy. So I was thinking that during that Mars landing that occurred earlier this week, and I think it's the 7 minutes of terror, they call it, as the actual craft is going from thousands of miles an hour to 5 miles an hour as it's gently landing on the surface of another planet. I was wondering what you were thinking, and I'm sure you were following this with great interest. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. Well, what I'm always thinking is, what's going on in the control room back on Earth? What are they doing? I mean, you know, how tense is it? I wish we could have a like a bird's eye view of what they're doing and what they're saying in real time, because it must be so tense.
They're scared to death because they're controlling something that's millions of miles away on delay. It takes a certain amount of minutes for the signals to get there. They're not there. And there's millions, billions of dollars worth of equipment and work, not to mention years of their lives, hanging in the balance. And it's so difficult to land on Mars because it doesn't have a thick atmosphere, so it's very difficult to slow things down. And a significant percentage, I don't know what it is, but I think it's about 60% of the attempted landings and missions to Mars have been failures, where it doesn't work. So that's why they call it, you know, 7 minutes or 8 minutes, I'm not sure the exact number, of terror. And then when they finally get the signal, hey, I'm okay, meaning the machine is, I'm okay, I'm where I should be, take a shot, look at this, they break out into a festive celebration, the champagne flows, the high fives, and it becomes like the locker room of a team that just won the Super Bowl. It's a very cool thing. So,
it's very cool.
So this one is going to be there on a long-term mission, sending signals down into the body of the planet. In other words, so far what we've really done has been to explore the surface of the planet, but now we're going to be looking down into it. And people that scientists that follow this kind of thing claim that there is a chance of there being life either still alive in the form of bacteria or who knows what under the surface of Mars, or at least, because they've already come to the pretty well-documented conclusion that there has been water on Mars in the past and that its atmosphere and temperature was much more conducive to life, that they might find signs that there had been life on Mars. And that remains, in the world of science, the really big question. Are we or are we not alone in the universe? It's pretty damn exciting, I have to say. I know you feel that way because it's one of our, you know, topics that you and I have talked about over the years. And they say, Victoria, they say that we will probably find evidence of life, not necessarily intelligent little green men, but some type of primitive life, maybe ooze or slime that is technically biologically alive, any minute now, and certainly maybe within the next 10 or 20 years. And that's pretty far out, isn't it?
I think it's extraordinary. I think that it doesn't make sense for us to be the only things in the universe. And if there is are bacteria on Mars or something, that just spurs us on to then go and find out, well, what else is out there?
Well, I have high hopes that this mission is going to bring back some type of evidence, because I do believe that, I believe is a strong word, I suspect that there was at one time life on Mars. I can't imagine, and I'm not some wacko here talking from left field. Most scientists today believe, because of the numbers, because of the evidence, the sheer size and age of the universe, and the abundance of the elements that it takes to make life everywhere. There's water everywhere. There are the right carbon chemistry and all of that, that it would be more amazing, almost to the point of scary, if there was no life out there besides us. In other words, at one time you were looked at as a whack job if you talked about, you know, extraterrestrials and aliens. That was the stuff of science fiction. Now it's more the stuff of science. It would be even more extraordinary if there wasn't. But there's a thing in the midst of all this, and I don't know if you've ever heard the term. Have you ever heard the term? And if you haven't, it's okay. The Fermi paradox.
No, tell me more.
The Fermi paradox, a scientist a number of years ago, I think his name was Enrico Fermi, he basically said, and it caught on, he asked the question, if the universe is this large and this old, and it's clear by the chemistry of it that there has to be life out there, where are the aliens? Where is everybody? And that's called the Fermi paradox, because, as I mentioned, there should be life out there, and if there is, we should be able to see it. There should be evidence of advanced civilizations in one way or the other, and so far, we have not seen anything. And that's called the Fermi paradox, and it's one of the burning questions, big burning question out there in the world of science.
And, well, I have an answer.
Yeah.
We are so primitive and so undeveloped. Why would we be able to see it? We can't see very far. If it is far away, we don't have the ability to see it. Furthermore, if the aliens are developed,
if they're well developed, I've lost.
Why would they take any notice of us?
Okay, well, that's one of many answers floating around out there. We'll talk a bit more about that and some of the other issues as we continue our discussion of the issues of the week of November 26th through the 30th on talk radio stations just like the one you're plugged into, folks. I'm Michael Harrison for Doug Steffen, and Victoria Jones is for me, and we hope that you're enjoying this countdown of the top stories and top people of the week on talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's predicted by the CDC that 50% of all Hispanics will develop type 2 diabetes over their lifetime. However, it may be prevented or controlled by healthy eating and weight loss. To kick off National Diabetes Awareness Month, Aguacates Fresco Saborea Uno Hoy unveils a free printable wallet-sized guide designed to share tips and inspiration that can help reduce the risk. Registered dietitian Sylvia Melendez Klinger.
Hispanics are more likely to be overweight than non-Hispanics, creating a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. A winning strategy in the fight against diabetes is to recognize that every bite counts. Smart choices like fresh avocados are delicious, filling, and help keep us healthy.
The Dietary Guidelines for Americans emphasizes making small dietary shifts to work towards an overall healthy eating pattern.
Changing eating habits can be hard, but access to free resources like this in Spanish and English is a big benefit for families to help keep healthy options like fresh avocados top of mind.
To learn more, visit saboreaunohoy.com/diabetes card.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of November 26th through the 30th. Michael Harrison for Doug Steffen. Victoria Jones joins us from the D.C. Radio Company. And we have NFL action and the Mars landing and Moonves having more allegations and tensions between Russia and the Ukraine and the Brexit deal and the G20 summit underway and job cuts with GM and the world markets activity and climate change and the Mississippi Senate race and Nancy Pelosi and immigrant issues and the migrant caravan and amnesty controversy. And, of course, at the top of the heap, the Trump-Russia investigation, Robert Mueller and Michael Cohen's guilty plea. Victoria Jones, has this been a week to end all weeks or what?
Every week is a week to end all weeks until the next week.
I know. It's crazy. It's definitely challenging to keep up with it all. You were talking earlier for people just joining us about your days as a White House correspondent, how the hours are grueling and the unpredictability of when you have to be called to action makes it even more of a challenge. But this increased news cycle has put a heck of a burden on journalists in general. It has really been a very challenging time for the field of journalism. The future of journalism is at a crossroads due to not just Trump. I think Trump is more a symptom of changes in the way we're wired and the way we communicate due to the advance of the digital era. And the nonstop connectedness between human beings. It's pretty wild. The Nancy Pelosi situation I find fascinating. I think we're going to see in the next couple of years, as we now are in the early stages of the 2020 presidential election, and the Democrats having control of the House, and a little blood in the water because of the problems that Donald Trump is facing per the Mueller investigation. I think that we're going to see a lot of fireworks in the Democratic Party as to who and what is going to be that party's leadership going forward. You think that's an accurate assessment?
I do think it's an accurate assessment. I think she is going to have her hands full with corralling the Democratic caucus in the House. And they have at least, 86 now, investigations, because they've added that that Trump apparently wanted to give Putin a $50 million penthouse at the top of the Moscow Trump Tower. They've got at least 86 investigations they want to have. Well, now, if that's the case, she's going to have to be very careful to make sure they don't overreach.
And she's a great target also for people that just hate the Democrats, the liberals in general. She has been so vilified over the years by the Republicans that it's hard for her to operate in terms of creating any kind of consensus outside of the already drawn party lines. So I think that she's got her hands full going forward, and I'm not quite sure what exactly is going to happen. We are going to be joined shortly by another regular correspondent on the program, and a man who is tops in his field. He is one of the leading scamatologists in America. He's a legal scholar. And we're going to talk about the Marriott and a number of other scams and breaches of security going on out there. Steve Wiseman will be joining us when we come back as we count them down on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing now with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of November 26th through 30th, the top issues of the day, per the research of Talkers Magazine. I'm Michael Harrison with Victoria Jones. Doug is taking the show off. And Victoria, you and I were talking before the program about a big breach at Marriott. And who do you think we have now to tell us what it's all about?
The expert.
Absolutely. Steve Wiseman, he is a professor at Bentley University. He's a professor of law, and he is also the publisher of Scamicide.com, the nation's leading expert on scams and frauds. Steve, welcome to the Countdown Show. What happened with Marriott?
Well, it's a massive data breach, and actually Marriott also owns Starwood, and that includes St. Regis Hotels, Westin Hotels, Sheraton Hotels, and W Hotels. And once again, you know, the line you've heard me say so many times, it's not as bad as you think, it's worse. This data breach, which is affecting about 500 million people, actually goes back to 2014, which is why so many people are involved. But the company only found out about it last week, which is very unusual. But there are...
Go on.
But there are hundreds of millions of people who had, within that who may not have had credit card information stolen, but there's names, phone numbers, email addresses, dates of birth, all kinds of personal information. And there are hundreds of other millions of people within that who also have lost credit card information. You know, this is the new normal. You know, you are, no matter how good you are at protecting your own personal information, you're only as good as the places with the weakest data security. And a lot of these hotels still don't even use the chip card. They still use the magnetic stripe, which puts you at more risk when it comes to data breaches.
They have no idea at this point who did this, do they?
No, and it's kind of unusual, because generally what happens is, particularly when you've had data breaches of this size, the data gets sold on the dark web, that part of the internet where criminals buy and sell information. And once that starts to be done, investigators see what all of this information being sold has in common and trace it back to the source. So here, apparently the information isn't being sold yet, and they're still trying to figure out who it is. It's probably not a nation state. It's unless it's North Korea. North Korea is the only nation state that does cyber crime for profit. You know, China will do it, Russia will do it, but they do it for national security and reasons like that. But North Korea actually they'll rob banks electronically and commit cyber crimes as a source of income for the country.
What type of people have the most to worry about? Little schleppers like me, or very, very wealthy people, or celebrities? Who are most vulnerable to this?
Everybody. You know, if you've used a credit card, or if you've provided information to any of these sites, you can be a potential victim. And like I say, they sell it in large chunks on the dark web. There's one dark web site called Joker's Stash, and if you ever are able to go to these, which are sometimes difficult to find, what you will find is that the business model for these criminals are that really cyber geniuses, and Interpol once estimated there are only about 100 of these cyber geniuses, will create the malware in order to enable these data breaches. Then they sell the use of it to less sophisticated criminals. The less sophisticated criminals obtain all of this information, and then they sell it in chunks. They will give discounts to large buyers.
It's a whole pecking order and a whole industry. That's crazy. Steve, we're out of time. I want to tell everybody to go to your website, where this and everything else having to do with scams is information that's just invaluable. It's scamaside.com. Scamaside.com. Steve Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University in Boston, thanks for joining us. Thank you so much. Victoria Jones, there we did it. We have just counted down, talked about, investigated. I love that word. We investigated the issues of the day. You have any final words as we wrap this week up?
Hang on to your hats. It's going to be a bumpy week.
Thank you so much, Victoria Jones, Executive Director of the DC Radio Company. Thank you, Kara Schillen, producer on the front line. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you next week in my role as co-host of the Talk Radio Countdown Show when Doug Steffen returns. Have a great weekend.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.